A few days ago, I was at my local coffee shop having my morning cup of coffee, and a couple of people sat down next to me, and I couldn't help but overhear their conversation. One, obviously, they had not seen each other for a while, and one person was saying, "Oh, you know, where have you been?" And the second person said, "Oh, I've been out of town. I've been workshopping." And she said, "Oh, really? I didn't know you workshopped." She said, "Oh, yes. What kind of workshopping do you do?" "I do scrapbooking workshopping. And this has been a kind of a sport I've had over the last few years, noticing how all of the nouns seem to be turning into verbs these days." I kind of chuckle and enjoy it and watch all the different ways it happens. So in my mind, I was thinking, well, there goes another noun turning into a verb, and sort of having fun with the exchange and thinking about how you could even make more verbs out of it by saying, well, maybe you should find some ways to be showcasing your scrapbooking, workshopping activities. And maybe you could be doing some more blogging so that you get more workshopping opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. This is a little insight into the way my mind works sometimes. But it's been very interesting. I started looking a little bit into it. I've sort of thought this has been something that's happened more over the last few years, especially with technology, where we have things like, you know, you don't go to Google and search, you Google. You don't post on your web blog, you blog. We used to meet new friends, but now we friend people and we unfriend people. And on it goes. The reason I bring it up is this can actually be a really helpful thing for us from a practice point of view. Buddhist insight shows us that actually everywhere we look, there is verbing. We tend to see things in terms of objects, but if we really look at momentariness, if we look at impermanence from a space point of view, if we look at non-self, not that things don't exist, but they're constantly changing, might be helpful for us to see if we can perceive, not from seeing things as objects separate from ourselves, but as ongoing process. So you might want to experiment a little bit with that. There's a story that we've heard many times from people who were around Zen Master Sung San in the early days. Zen Master Jibong mentions this every once in a while, that he would, there was a point where he would go around the Zen center and he would always just say, "Changing, changing, 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 changing." So this very, very strong tendency we have to see things as objects and see them as separate from ourselves can be, we can practice with that by seeing the momentariness of everything around us. So I would urge you to go ahead and verb away. Thanks.